New Zealand put in charge of a $100 million Navy ship a lesbian because she is an LGBT activist, and she was their DEI hire. She was a diversity hire, and as they point out in Dissenter, this whole idea of DEI is born from the notion of class struggle and of Marxism's obsession with dividing society into oppressors and the oppressed. It has evolved, and now it's all about identity, diversity, boxes, and quotas, because these are, you know, part of their struggle session. So how did this work out in New Zealand? As old DEI slithered into every corner of society like a stealthy virus, from corporations to schools to government agencies, even churches. What was once a cry for fairness has now become an unrelenting dogma, demanding allegiance to its self-contradictory principles. Enter the HMNZS Manawanui incident. A chilling example of where these DEI policies lead. The New Zealand Navy appointed Yvonne Gray, a former teacher from Yorkshire. Scroll up and you can see her picture there. Scroll up. Oh, there's a sinking ship. Yeah, there she is. We'll show the results of her promotion in a second. By the way, do you have our guest?
Not yet.
Okay. So she's a former teacher from Yorkshire. So they made her captain of the vessel. Because, you know, hey, if she's a DEI lesbian activist, she's qualified to run a ship. She's a diversity hire celebrated for her, not for her naval expertise, but for, I guess, contemplating her naval. ticking the right identity boxes, openly lesbian and champion of diversity. Well, we've had similar incidents in America involving commercial airlines, right? Well, under her command, the Manawanui struck a reef, caught fire, and sank off the coast of Samoa. This is a $100 million ship sunk, and it is a metaphor for what is happening to our entire society. The true nature of DEI, an evil Trojan horse that destroys institutions from within, writes Dissenter. In their hunger to virtue signal their inclusivity, the New Zealand Navy placed dozens of lives in the hands of a captain whose qualifications for leadership were questionable. It wasn't her personal sex life that caused the ship to sink, but it was her personal sex life that got her job. Similar in a way to Lala, except different, right? So 75 lives were at risk. Fortunately, nobody died. Yet the wreck of the Manawanui puts on display the mind-blowing incompetence of this movement and what it, quote, engenders. The movement to prioritize diversity over operational skill echoes across every institution embracing this ideology. As a matter of fact, you know, I looked at this, the wreck of the Manawanui. Where is Gordon Lightfoot when we need him, you know? Yeah, the legend lives on from the Maui on down of the wreck of the Manawanui. $100 million, and that is the the wreck of the Manawanui.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to The David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.